Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour. And in the end, one of them will die. It's like the Cannonball Run, only nobody has to have sex with Burt Reynolds. Let the games begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Panel Beaters, and tonight we're coming from Liverpool! Excellent, that is an excellent crowd. And tonight's panellists are... Adam Rowe! Freddie Quinn! Phil Padgett! And James Cook! And everyone is being judged by Death.
You want to watch yourself, Pat.
And now got a target. Let's have, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our panellists. And now let's play the game. All right, let's kick off with round one. Round one is the elevator pitch round. So here we go. Pitch me your ideas for jobs it's okay for pensioners to do. Buzz in with your answer. Jobs it's okay for pensioners to do.
Brexit negotiators, they bloody voted for it. They can bloody sort it out.
I think pensioners would be good scientific research subjects. The way I see it, you've got animal testing, and then there's a bit of a jump to person testing, and I feel like pensioners could fill that gap. I want to go into Lush and someone go, this shampoo isn't tested on animals, but me nan fucking loves it.
I'm bang behind this plan.
I like the fact you'd either have pensioners who are dead or with lovely hair. That's a win.
Either way, I'm happy.
Oh, go on. After you.
Playing one of the teenagers in Greece. Those T-birds look like a bunch of undercover dads, don't they? If you saw one of those men in a school, you'd inform the authorities. Right?
I wish I hadn't have said after you now, because mine's not as polished as that.
I can't wait for you to say this one.
Yeah, I thought, well, here's a disclaimer. I thought of this yesterday when I was going, oh my God, I need to write something for this. But that's all right. Let's throw this idea out there, see if it sticks. Draft excluders. I live in quite a windy house. I just thought, just put Grandad down that crack.
What I would say is pensioners not usually that good in a draft.
Oh, you can easily persuade pensioners to do it, though.
It's a cold weather joke, that. Don't worry about it.
You can persuade pensioners are doing it by telling them the drafts are foreign, and then they'll all be queuing up to keep them out.
Lollipop man. To be clear, I mean one of the ones who hand them out in nightclub toilets.
Lollipop man, but to be clear, I mean a man with a really thin body and a big round sticky head that you can lick. You're allowed to lick their heads.
That's also nightclub toilets, isn't it? Next round. Signs you have too much free time.
When you're sat at home thinking up jobs pensioners can do.
All right.
Well, I've actually prepared over 300 answers for this question.
Moving on.
You are Rolf Harris's agent. Too soon?
To be fair, on that, I think Rolf Harris himself has quite a bit of free time nowadays.
Yeah, it's not really free. No, I'm glad you brought that up about his agent, though. You know, people don't really think about the real victims of his crimes.
You know, when he was convicted, his fans held a protest, and it was just really tragic to see all those protest signs wobbling.
Makes a shiv out of sharpened didgeridoo.
When you watch TV at 5 a.m. and you're just watching the roulette channel and you don't even have any money on it.
That's just signs you're really lonely.
To be fair,
I am really lonely, and what makes that worse is that I have a girlfriend.
The lady who spins the wheel on the top. Worst theme ever for a children's birthday party.
Rolf Harris.
Frozen, but in an industrial meat freezer.
All right, let it go.
Oh!
Worst theme ever for a children's birthday party.
Soft play, unless I get excited.
The farm where Nana and the dog have gone.
Yeah, my farm.
Yeah. A princess party, but in a Mercedes speeding through Paris.
Oh, too soon, is it? 20 fucking years, get over it.
He did it.
Yeah. If you want to have a go, fucking bring it on.
What? Let's move on, shall we? Have we got any more worst theme ever for a
McDonald's, where you black up and read the news.
Outrageous. Well, that brought it back to a nice clean note. We got into a sticky patch. I know, I'll bring it back with a joke about blacking up as a much-loved newsreader. Worst theme ever for a children's birthday party.
Cowboys and Indians, you can come dressed either as a shitty tradesperson or as a call centre worker.
So funny.
Let's move on then. Things to spend 10 million quid on.
The deposit on a one-bedroom flat in London.
That's to rent it.
A coffee in London.
200 million plastic carrier bags.
What I like about that is you've done the maths.
Yes, that's all I've done.
As a man who's overly interested in a bypass, I'm finding your attention to detail quite exciting.
On that, things to spend 10 million quid on, a Mars bar in about 2 years' time when the economy tanks.
Things to spend 10 million quid on.
Building a wall around Birkenhead.
Any more for any more? Things to spend 10 million quid on.
20 million hand jobs from your mum.
All in a row. Cannot spread these out. No, all at once.
All right. Well, then that's the end of that round. Death, what did you make of that round?
Good round, solid all round. Decent start from everyone. Relatively impressed. I think, though, like, current last place is Adam Rowe for pandering.
Right. Oh, Death, you are a mean judge.
Yeah, I'm Death.
Right, let's move on to the next round. The next round is called You Know You're American When. So over to the panellists, here we go. You know you're American when?
People from all over the world are suddenly offering you their condolences.
You know you're American when you put a man famous for firing in charge of nuclear weapons. You know you're American when your school uniform includes a bulletproof vest.
You know you're American when you're 25 stone and known in your group of friends as the thin one. You know you're American when you were born in Kenya, but you can fake a birth certificate.
You think that Hogwarts is an accurate depiction of the British educational system?
And what our old Prime Minister got.
You know you're American when you go to SeaWorld and don't think the whales are that big?
Ladies and gentlemen, the end of that round. What do you reckon, Death? Who's the leaders and the laggards? What should we do?
I don't know, it's all over the shop at the moment. It's anyone's game still. I think it's still up in the air, but I'm quite interested to... I reckon currently lagging behind in my favour, just for the waistcoat alone, is Phil.
Phil, do you want to win yourself back into Death's good books? Do you fancy doing it?
OK.
All right.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Padgett.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Inane clichés. They're not my cup of tea. They don't float my boat. They don't light my candle. They're not all they're cracked up to be. In fact, they wind me up. They bore the pants off me. They grind my gears. They get my hackles up. They get on my tits. They drive me up the wall. They get my knickers in a twist. They make my blood boil. They make me foam at the mouth. They make me lose my rag. They make me fly off the handle. They take the biscuit. I've had it up to here with them. So at the end of the day, in a nutshell, and I don't want to make a song and dance of this, when all's said and done, and the fat lady has sung, I cannot tolerate them in any way, shape or form. And that's why they get my goat.
Yeah. That was class.
I'd like to say, you gave that 110%. The next round is called the Future News Round. And our contestants have to complete the following headlines from the future. So, first headline is, Theresa May delights British public by announcing blank.
Margaret Thatcher is still dead. She is. Don't worry, guys. I've got her under extra fucking guard. She's never coming back.
All right. Theresa May delights British public by announcing...
She had sex with a pig.
We love that, don't we? That is just the best thing when our Prime Minister has sex with a pig.
Theresa May delights British public by announcing...
It was all a dream.
The Article 50 vote will be decided with a bake-off.
Next, Wayne Rooney celebrates Man United goal-scoring record by...
Shagging his nan.
Writing the word loser on Bobby Charlton's sleeping forehead.
You might want to check, he's definitely just sleeping.
It's all right, mate, he's next month.
Also, I'm betting it says looser.
Learning to count that high?
Celebrates goal-scoring record by...
Giving special thanks to the magical witch that gave him the enchanted football boots that allowed him to play so well... Only for the witch to tell him that the magic was in him all along.
Scientists predict that by the year 2020, one in three women will be...
Men. It's like in Jurassic Park, when they change sex spontaneously.
On the plus side, yeah. They learn more.
Funny.
Scientists predict that by the year 2020, one in three women will be...
Feeling left out in that threesome? Ex-wives of Jim Davidson.
Survivors, I think. Scientists predict that by the year 2020, one in three women will be...
In the Sugar Babes at some point.
I used to be in the Sugar Babes. One in three women will be... Bored of this question, right? Yep. Donald Trump shocks the world by declaring war on...
His guest appearance on The One Show.
The Romans.
I like it.
America.
Donald Trump shocks the world by declaring war on Narnia. See, a lot of these fauns and magical creatures, they come over here, they're rapists, they're robbers. We're going to put up a big wall around a wardrobe.
And I don't think he likes people who are out of the closet either.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, scientists predict by the year 2020, one in three women will be...
Asked the same question twice.
Just as we planned. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right. Liverpool man left shocked by discovery of...
Person walking alone.
Beautiful. Liverpool man left shocked by discovery of...
Tickets being available for Freddie Quinn's solo show in Liverpool on Thursday the 5th of October in this very room.
Lovely. Right. Liverpool man left shocked by discovery of...
A toaster in his bath.
I like that.
Car insurance.
Yeah. Any more for any more? Liverpool man left shocked by discovery of?
The other Kensington being quite nice.
Excellent, all right. Final one. Liverpool man left shocked by discovery of?
The Higgs boson particle. Just because he's from Liverpool doesn't mean he can't be a particle physicist at CERN.
Finally, final question for this round. Scientists predict that by the year 2020... Not really. Daily Mail announces shock plans to relaunch as...
A newspaper.
Daily Mail announces shock plans to relaunch as...
A Butlins-type holiday camp where it's perfect for you to go on holiday... If you can't go abroad because you hate foreigners.
Yeah, I'll be honest, if the Daily Mail are going to set up a camp, it's not going to be a holiday one, yeah. Is it?
Holler something. Daily Mail announces shock plans to relaunch as...
A lad Bible for terrorists called the Talibans.
An upmarket gastropub where they... where... An upmarket gastropub where the chips are served on the shoulders of middle-class white people.
Oh, that's a clever zinger. Oh. I think that's for our Radio 4 colleague over there. And that's the end of that round. What do you reckon, Death?
Well, you know, I've been enjoying it tonight. It's been good fun. But I think for various crimes against boob slapping, I think Freddie Quinn's currently languishing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Quinn.
You know what really, really gets my goat? The fact that it's 2017 and even now women are oppressed and marginalised by a white patriarchal male who's intent on keeping them down and not letting them reach their true potential. Just kidding, I couldn't give a shit about that. Like, I know I should care, but I fucking don't. I tell you what gets my goat. Body image, you know. I think that's a big thing nowadays. You know, people think that being skinny is beautiful. That's only because that's what the media tells you to think. It hasn't always been that way. In medieval times, they used to think that being fat was considered very attractive because it was a sign of wealth. Meant you could afford to eat whenever you wanted. You go back even further than that, and the ancient Greeks used to think that the most desirable aspect a man could have was a small penis. That's why you see all the Greek statues with tiny little dicks, because they thought big ones were animalistic. And personally, I take great comfort in the knowledge of at least two other historical periods where I'd be considered quite the catch.
And that's what gets my goat.
And that's what gets my goat.
Freddie! Should we go for the double death?
Oh, we're going to go for it, yeah, because, you know, that one was shit. No, it was fine.
if you really liked it, Death, then tickets are available. Thursday the 5th.
Yeah, I'm washing my hair that day. I'd like to hear from James, though, as well. Well, I'm interested.
Right, but, you know, ladies and gentlemen, James Cook.
I'll tell you what gets my goat. It's these celebrities putting their political opinions on social media. Unless I agree with them, obviously. Gary Lineker, yeah? He tweeted that he thinks the British government should do more to help Syrian refugees. But will he put refugees up in his house? No, he won't, the hypocrite. It's like Rufus Hound. He's always tweeting about how the NHS is so amazing. But will he let doctors do operations in his house? No, he won't. The hypocrite. It's like how Jim Davidson supports the troops. But will he let the army do tactical manoeuvres in his back garden? No, he won't. The hypocrite. And Sirian McKellen went on the Women's March at the weekend. He won't even have sex with a woman. The hypocrite. And that's what gets my goat.
That's how it's done, Freddie. No, they were both good. Like, you've come right back into contention. It's tight, this, going into the final stretch. Anyone's game.
The last round is the movie special. The contestants have to fill in the blanks on these famous quotes from films. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a blank.
Penny to charity.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give, but I am an enthusiastic receiver.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't,
I'll be really annoyed because I am running out of credit and I need to know where she is.
I will stop making the child benefit payments.
From taken to court by the CSA. Liam C's son.
Very good.
She'll probably really start to annoy you in about a day, so I hope you've got Frozen on DVD, because that's all she ever wants to do.
All right, so
again, taken from real life. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you, I will not pursue you. But if you don't, it'll be ring-a-ding-ding for you bozos.
Is that from, like, the daytime version?
It's for if the Three Stooges did it.
Then we'll probably have to leave it there because Warrant won't let me use any more holidays.
All right. Nobody puts blank in the corner.
Circular tables.
That's extremely literal. I like that very much. Nobody puts blank in the corner.
Nobody puts in the corner. It's just a piece of golfing advice.
Nobody puts a baby in the corner because eventually it'll just get like an angular head. It would be really weird.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. Again, take it from real life.
If you had an angular head, would that mean you were a cute baby?
I don't think you came with the right angle there, Gary. I don't think you...
I'm desperately trying to think of something about reflex or obtuse. The first rule of Fight Club is...
Make sure you like the Facebook page.
No kicks to the fanny. Just sensible, innit? If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit... You're in the wrong club, that's just down the hall.
Oh, lovely. No tickling, obviously. It's cheating.
The first rule of Fight Club is try not to get your strings tangled up. Oh, sorry, that's the first rule of Kite Club.
First rule of Fight Club is?
The first rule of Fight Club is turn your mobile phone off when you take off. Oh, sorry, that's the first rule of Flight Club.
I think we might have a running joke, ladies and gentlemen. Let's carry on with it until it's funny. The first... The first rule Captain of Fight Mulloway. Club is...
The first rule of Fight Club is... Boo! Oh, no, sorry, that's the first rule of Fright Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is...
Lemons, then limes. Oh, sorry, that's the first rule of Sprite Club.
I'm really warming to this. The first rule of Fight Club is...
Oh, it's not very good. Oh, sorry, that's the first rule of Shite Club.
Do you want one more? All right, the first rule of Fight Club is...
You have a radio show in the afternoon. Oh, no, it's the first rule of Steve Wright Club.
Mama says life is like a box of chocolates.
It's shit if you're a diabetic.
I currently wish I had one.
And that, my friends, is the end. Round of applause for our panelists. But death is a cruel mistress, and she comes to
mistress?
Court. Yes.
All right, apparently I've had gender realignment surgery at some point tonight. It's fine.
Very popular nowadays.
I'm a very liberal death. I'm down with it.
Right, then
let's now the end is near.
Death decides who he's going to take to the other realm. Here we go. Can we have a drum roll?
Right. I would like to say, I was about to kill Freddy, but I feel like in the current circumstances, I feel it would be remiss. So I reckon you're probably safe. I don't know yet.
Don't kill him before October the 5th.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I reckon I'll leave Freddy and just let diabetes do its work. Let's... Right, shall we get this judged? What I need from you guys, we need the classic staple of a drum roll as I make my final decision of who I'm going to take with me down to the underworld, whose time is up, who is coming with me. Let's have that now. Phil Padgett. Ah. But don't worry, Phil.
Well, at least I'm appropriately dressed for a funeral.
So, mate, you come with me. By the way, who's your favourite musician?
John Lennon.
Oh, let's go meet him.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the show. So a round of applause for Death. And for your panellists, the late Phil Padgett, James Cook, Freddie Quinn, and Adam Rowe. I've been Garrick Laney, you've been lovely. This will be out in podcast in about a week or so. Thanks for coming. Ta-ra a bit.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.